T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What just happened?
What do you mean?
You're very deep today.
I am. I sit around because I sit at home by myself a lot, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I think of stuff. I'm a thinker.
Yeah. He's thinking like, why don't we have any Russian cars?
Yeah, you ever thought about that?
Nope.
Some of the biggest countries in the world, they don't make cars. Like China. Or Russia.
Huh. They might make them. It's just because, like, when we were in the Cayman Islands, we walked across the street. We saw, like, 5 different cars that I've never even heard of.
They do make them. I take that back. They do make them. They just don't deliver on a world platform.
Yeah.
So we can't buy them for the most part.
So you just sit around and think stuff.
Yeah, I do. Canadian car.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and give you this one.
Okay. Throw one at me.
And I've talked about this before, but it still bugs me.
All right.
A pair of pants is not a pair.
I don't think that's the same.
No, but it is. I was like, who decided? I mean, I know it has 2 legs, but it's not a pair of pants.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and it really baffles me. Like, where did they come from? I mean, like, where did that come from?
Man, that's going to take up my entire afternoon today.
Yeah.
Researching that for you. So I've got an answer for tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Okay, all right. What do you have? Oh, he has it. He has the answer. Yeah?
What you got?
So it looks like back in the day, pants were like kind of leggings that didn't have the hip part, and people were just covering their legs.
What,
so
like thigh highs?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of like garters or something, you know?
Yeah, thigh highs.
Yeah.
Yeah. The garters would hold them up.
Right.
So...
So they were just thigh highs, and then somebody decided, so that's why they were pairs.
Okay.
And then somebody put a waist around them.
And they kept the name pair.
And there we go.
Pair.
Thank you for telling me.
Exactly.
Wow.
Thank you, Spindle.
That is great, because I've always wondered that, and now I know.
Wow.
I'm going to go through life with knowledge. That was amazing. Yeah. Aren't you happy I brought that
learned
up?
Something
I know,
today.
Right there.
Oh, yeah?
You're welcome. Cookie Monster. Hey, did you see that Jay-Z signed a deal with the NFL?
Yes, I did.
So what do you think that means?
From what I understand, he's going to work with some development stuff with the teams, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, and then he's looking to get into ownership, from what I understand,
right? Yes. No,
have you seen that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's looking to start with the owners and then eventually getting himself involved and possibly being an owner.
I didn't even know that. I thought it was all about music.
No.
Oh, really? Because I heard that he was going to be in charge of entertainment with the NFL and that he was looking to do a deal to bring the halftime show.
He is. Hmm. But they're also saying that the guy has so much money.
He does.
And at one time it was rumored, I think, that he was going to be involved with the Carolina Panthers, I think it was. Mm. Spindle, you're kind of a sports guy.
This article that I'm looking at right now says that he wants to buy a share of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There you go. Yeah. He's looking to become an owner because the rumor is also floating that as soon as he does, that he was going to get that Kaepernick guy as a quarterback.
Oh,
bring him back into
you're
the league.
Kidding.
Yes, but they had a falling out.
Who did?
Just this past week, Kaepernick and Jay-Z.
About what?
They're at each other's throats now.
Why?
So I guess that's off the table.
What happened?
Well, because Kaepernick is upset because when Jay-Z was asked about the whole taking a knee thing for the national anthem, Jay-Z's comment was, well, I think we're past that. You know what? That's history. Forget about that. We're not worried about that anymore. And Kaepernick took that as an insult.
Oh.
Like, we're not past that. We're not past that. We're gonna still be out there kneeling. So now they're at, they're throwing barbs at each other.
Huh. Man, you know a lot about this whole deal. I just thought he was going to be the entertainment director.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because I sit around at home and I think. I do a lot of thinking.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Shall we move on?
I can't wait to comment on your next one.
Well, actually, it's about Taylor Swift. We're going to play her new song coming up here in a minute. What is it about Taylor Swift, you guys? I mean, everything she touches, it turns to gold. And I know that's a saying. But the thing is, she released a song, I think, what, yesterday?
I'm not really sure. Okay. Over the past 48 hours, I think it was. Yes.
And the album comes out on Friday, but it's already pre-sold, like, so many millions.
Over a million.
Yeah. It's like...
And nobody's even heard the music on it. They've already bought it.
That's so weird, isn't it? So weird.
I don't think there's an act out there that if I heard they were coming out with a new album, they're going to drop it, okay? That I would be already purchasing it without hearing one single tune on it. Would you?
The Oak Ridge Boys? Elvira.
So many people are saying, who the hell is the Oak Ridge Boys?
If you're from the Midwest, you know.
If I did, the only thing I could think of would be Zane.
Oh, yeah, you do love Zane.
I think
Zane.
If they were dropping a Zane album, I love Zane.
You do love Zane.
I do.
But, you know, think about it. Taylor Swift, not only she writes it, so she's going to get a writer's credit, but she also produces it, so she'll get a producer's credit, and then a song, you know, singing credit or whatever. She gets the entire package.
Yeah.
The only thing she doesn't probably get is an engineering credit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little slice that she doesn't get, but everything else she just keeps.
I was under the impression she's been doing this all along, but then we found out a few weeks ago that scooter dude, that manager guy, he actually bought all the rights to all of her past stuff. So she's like starting over with this. And now, granted, she's rich, but as far as owning everything, she's starting over.
Yeah, she's not Elvis Presley rich where he had all his rights.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right, we're going to play it here in a minute. It's a new song, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
No, I think I do because you and I listen to it off air.
I'm talking to the people alone.
I'll be over here. I'm sorry. I'll be over here.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but BJ really likes it. So what do we do with that information? You know what I mean? Like when you find out somebody really digs a song like BJ, you're like... Ooh.
It makes her sexier. And it's hard to do with Taylor.
Taylor Swift can never be sexy.
But she's starting to turn the corner, I feel. I mean, again, she got the boob job.
She's too pasty and too skinny.
I know, but
to ever be sexy.
She's growing up.
Really?
I don't know, but I kind of like this song. It's the way she stops down and says, lover. You'll hear it. We'll play
it
in a few minutes, all right? You're going to hear it.
Yikes. Scary. All right. The internet has gone they're so pissed. Everybody's just so mad. You know, yesterday we were talking about the article that came out that said, if you use a lot of emojis, that means you're a whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't say that.
What did it say? I forget.
It said that if you use a lot of emojis in your text messages, that you have more relations than people who don't.
And more sexual partners.
Yes.
Meaning you're...
Oh.
So now it's come out and people are mad. I can't even believe what we get mad about now. Well, the universe is upset because they have declined a white wine emoji. They've even started a petition online. And even though the technical company that makes all the emojis or whatever saw the petition for white wine, it's only a red wine glass. But they said, nope, sorry, we're not making a white wine glass.
Why is that?
I don't know. It doesn't really say why. I don't know. It says, we'll consider it for future editions, but as of right now, there's no plans for a white wine emoji. I wonder why.
I couldn't see an explanation for it. I saw the story, but nobody's saying anything of why.
I don't understand.
It's bizarre.
I don't know.
Wouldn't you have red, rosé, have them all?
Have them all.
I mean, who cares, right?
At this point, I don't
get it either.
Weird. Just weird. All right, what else do I have for you? This is also weird. Alex Rodriguez, better known as A-Rod, he says that his kids must approve all his social media. Number 6.
You know, every time I post something, both of them would DM me and say, Dad, are you serious?
Yeah.
Dad, you know I'm going into high school next year. Dad, this is how bullying starts.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll erase it. Erase it. I have contracts with both of them that if I post something, now you know they're getting to be teenagers, right?
Yeah.
And they have to approve everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I got it. I'm sorry.
He also says, let's see here, he won't allow them to follow him on Instagram.
My daughters don't let me follow them on social media. It's awful. It's awful.
Do you see really so look at funny. Their pages?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have
your burner accounts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no dad, the dad burner account.
You gotta see. Gotta.
I think you gotta follow your kids. I totally do.
How old's the kids?
They said they were going into high school, right?
Okay, so they're teenagers. Yeah. They're not 18 yet. Alex, they're not the ones to decide that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the dad. Exactly. You're the one that decides if you follow the kids. What are you doing? You got a 15-year-old, and he says you can't follow his Instagram, and you go, okay.
I totally
follow
my No,
you're the parent.
Kid.
You're the one that has to make that decision.
Yeah, that's
tough.
Weird.
That's tough.
I am shocked at how many parents, because I look at my son's Instagram and even that TikTok. I am shocked how many of you parents don't see your sexy girls on there. Because, oh my.
I told you, didn't
my
I?
Son showed me one of the little girls at school. And I mean, these are 12 and 13.
Well.
And I said, guess what? Her mom has no idea.
Let me tell you what was going on with that TikTok. Okay. TikTok is an app out there where a lot, it's very for. You know, very young. And Jamie kept bringing up TikTok because her son was showing her all these cool things, these dances that people were doing, these things that were going viral and stuff. And it was really cool, okay? But here's what he wasn't doing, little Ralphie.
He wasn't showing me the sexy side.
He was showing you the hoochies.
The sexy,
right,
sexy stuff.
Right. And it's all over the place on TikTok, too.
And I wrote it up. Wait, let me tell you what I told him. I said, hey, I need to talk to you about TikTok. And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, BJ said there's a lot of like sexy young girls there. And he goes, well, that's because BJ's creepy and he looks at those.
You can't help it. The videos start automatically as you open up the app. There's nothing you can do.
I don't know.
It.
He has opened it right in front of me. And the way he follows it is different than you.
Spadil.
Yeah.
You've seen TikTok.
Right.
Is it?
I feel creepy on it, too, because when I'm scrolling through trying to look for videos, it's just a bunch of. Like 14-year-old girls.
Now, the difference is that he's created more of a Ralphie community.
Well, and he told me, yeah, he told me
and
how he did it.
His friends and the group and whatever, right. Which excludes a lot of that stuff or some of the stuff, but yeah. It's still there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just scrolling through like whatever has the most views and TikTok's just trying to show it to me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because he did say after he made his joke about you being creepy. Which I kind of supported.
It was a joke. He doesn't feel that way, does he?
He doesn't really feel
that way.
Oh,
thank you, Ralphie. I love you. Have a great day at school, buddy.
He said, he's like, I'll go in there, Mom, and show him how he doesn't have to see creepy girls.
Well, it's okay.
Oh, my God. They're freaking 12.
No. I meant it's okay because I don't go on it.
Oh, okay.
I don't go on it. Like, so he
you didn't say that, though.
That's what I meant.
Ooh.
Yes.
Somebody said, you're wrong. A lot of parents do see their 12 and 13-year-old daughters scantily clad and say, oh, isn't that cute?
They do?
Wow.
I don't know.
Right?
If you've not seen TikTok, download the app. It's free, right?
Yeah.
Download the app and scroll through it. Don't put any screeners. Just scroll through it and see for yourself. I don't know too many parents that are proving this.
I said to him, I'm like, there's no way, because he was showing me this chick, and I was like, there is no way that her parents know.
No.
And she has her boobs pushed together, and she's 13. She's like this. Hey. Ew, what'd you just look?
I don't have a comment. I'm staying away from this.
Paula Abdul says, I know a lot of you think that I hooked up with Simon Cowell while we did American Idol, but let me tell you right now, I would never in my life hook up with Simon Cowell. I would never sleep with Simon Cowell because he'd be too busy looking at himself in the mirror.
I believe that.
I do too.
I don't think she ever slept with him. I don't think they ever.
Yeah. By the way, she is promoting her new residency at the Flamingo Las Vegas. It's called Paula Abdul Forever Your Girl. My friend was an anesthesiologist, and he dated her.
Yeah.
And he said he opened up her medicine cabinet, because I guess that's what anesthesiologists do when they come to your house. And he said it scared him.
Really?
And he's an anesthesiologist.
So many pills, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think she's past that?
I do.
I do, too.
Because you have to be if you do a residency.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Plus, we've not seen any wacky stuff.
No, that's true. Yeah, I think she got it together. This was way before she did American Idol.
When she was doing that stuff, we saw a lot of stories with her. She was kind of like Heather Locklear. She was popping up different stories, bizarre things going on. But you don't see that anymore with her.
Well, and then he said one day he walked in, he's like, he was knocking, and she wasn't coming to the door, so he opened up the door, and she was just in her closet crying. And he's like, oh, my God, are you all right? Yeah, but I agree with you. She's over it.
Yeah, I think she is.
She also revealed that she came up with the award-winning choreography for Janet Jackson's Nasty video while she was in her bathtub. Thank you, Paula. Yeah. Thank you, Paula Abdul, for telling me. People are saying the reason why they're not going to do the white wine emoji is because the champagne glass already looks like white wine.
I'm sure you could redesign it just a bit so that people would know the difference.
I know, right?
I don't know. I think there's more to that. I don't think it's because it resembles a champagne glass.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. There's something either social, political, cultural. I don't know.
Somebody else said, wow, you guys are mean. You just shamed thin, pale women.
We did?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, I didn't shame her.
No, he thinks they're sexy.
I said she's turning the corner.
And I, of course, am just jealous.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, that explains it. Clears it up.
BJ, you're crazy. Taylor Swift is as sexy as Big Bird.
I'm not saying she's... I said the song makes her sound sexy. I didn't say she is.
And then somebody else regarding the girls that are scantily clad. Of course the parents are okay with it. They're the ones that bought them the slutty clothing.
Mm. I guess there's something to that.
I know a lady who posted a picture of her 16-year-old daughter while she was in Hawaii in a G-string.
No.
Ooh.
That can't be true, can it?
No.
Your 16-year-old, some
G-string?
Parent did that? No.
No. God, are we just fuddy-duddies? Is that happening?
No.
I could never do that.
No, you can't.
Right?
I mean, that would be borderline, you know, social services coming over.
Yeah, right?
You would think. Oh, well.
Somebody said, BJ, play that sexy song.
It's sexy.
Are you going to play it?
We're going to take a commercial break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we will go into Lover.
Okay, but now here's the problem.
What?
All I can think of is Big Bird.
Okay. It's okay. That's okay.
All right, okay.
I'm sure there's people out there that love Big Bird and think she's sexy.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.